Chapter 8, The Morality of Murder. The near constant stream of deliveries seemed obscene now. Jafar just wanted to hold a sobbing Cesare in his arms, not be interrupted by the doorbell every few minutes. At least Cesare had allowed Jafar to relocate him to the living room. It was far more comfortable for them to curl up on the couch together. After accepting yet another package, Jafar slid onto the couch where quietly weeping Cesare was feeding Serafina. The baby wasn't oblivious to her daddy's condition and had also been fussing all morning. Each volunteer just made Jafar feel more violent. He thought that by putting his name on Serafina's birth certificate, he had prevented all of this. How had Keen gotten the funds for a lawyer or a paternity test? How had he even known that Cesare was living here? Either way, there was no chance in hell that he'd let that fucking prick take his daughter. "I could kill him," he mumbled half to himself, caressing Serafina's downy head. Che's tears stopped instantly. "You can't." "What? But..." "I'm not going to let him take Serafina," Jafar growled. As if agreeing with him, Serafina stopped nursing and let out a wail. Jafar took her himself, cradling her in his arms. Fuck that guy. Serafina might have his blood, but she was Jafar's daughter through and through. Letting out a little burp, Serafina cooed up at her baba and smiled. "You can't kill him," Cesare murmured, fingers struggling to do up the buttons of his shirt. "He deserves it," Jafar growled. Cesare hadn't shared much of his history with Keen, but it was enough to know that he deserved to die slowly and painfully. "He does," Cesare agreed quietly. Reaching out, he framed Jafar's face with a shaking hand. "But you don't deserve to go to jail for him." Squirming a little, how insulting that Che thinks he'd be caught, he soothed the hurt by playing with the happy Serafina. But he knew that Cesare had too soft of a heart for someone that had been through so much. "I'm hiring a lawyer," Jafar said, letting Serafina's fist wrap around his finger.
"Jafar?"
"Che, I can hire you a lawyer, or I can murder Keen. Which would you prefer?" he asked. He made a little face at Serafina and made her smile and giggle at her baba.
"You've done so much. She's my daughter, Che. I'm keeping her over Keen's dead body if I need to.
Lawyer or murder?"
Lawyer,
Che answered with a squeak. He chewed his lip and stared pointedly at the floor.
"I'll never be able to repay you."
Tearing his eyes away from Serafina, Jafar looked over at Che. He was crying again, but his eyes shimmered with love instead of fear. Leaning over, he captured Che's lips in a firm kiss. His hands too full of Serafina to grip Cesare's face, he pressed his forehead to Che's. When he broke the kiss,
"You never have to repay me. You're mine too."
He waited to see Cesare's reaction. He didn't want to trap Cesare, but he also felt this unyielding need for him. That being said, if Cesare didn't want him in return, Jafar would get him the lawyer and then let him go. But Cesare didn't look scared or uncomfortable. He flushed scarlet and a hesitant smile cracked his lips. Nodding his head, Cesare scooted closer to Jafar until they were pressed tight together. For the first time since Cesare had opened that damned envelope, Jafar felt at peace.
Jafar?
He said, already distracted by the feeling of Cesare's warmth permeating his skin and Serafina's sucking on his index finger. The violence of before had evaporated as quickly as it had started. He had his daughter in his arms and his Omega glued to his side. Fuck Keen. He had no fears that Keen would get his grubby hands on Serafina. Jafar would hire the best lawyer, strangle him with his bare hands, move them to a non-extradition country, or anything else to keep them safe. There were no rules or ethical questions where Che and Serafina were concerned. Jafar had never intended to find himself in possession of such perfect angels, but he'd be damned if he'd let them slip from between his fingers.
Jafar, what exactly did you buy?"
Chesedek asked, eyeing the rest of the boxes. Jafar opened his mouth to respond, but was interrupted by the doorbell ringing again. He almost squirmed from embarrassment, but then he remembered the way Chesedek had offered himself up to Jafar for his rut. He thought about the bruises peppering Chesedek's body when he delivered Serafina. He remembered the terror on Che's face when he'd learned that Keen was trying to weasel his way back into their lives. "I spent the appropriate amount of money," Jafar answered truthfully. Chesedek might disagree, but Jafar had no regrets. Chesedek was grateful that Jafar was home when he got the legal documents because only Jafar's steadying support had kept him from falling apart. For the first time in months, he'd felt the itch to score. He'd almost killed himself trying to get clean when he'd found out that he was pregnant. Keen had sneered and taunted him, left gifts of drugs and booze for him, but Chesedek had done it. He'd worried that he'd accomplished it too late, but Serafina was born whole and healthy. What would happen to her if Keen got his hands on her? Would he get her strung out on drugs, like he'd done with Che? Would he lend her out to his alpha friends like he had with Chesedek? Would he end up beating her to death, like he surely would have done to Chesedek if he'd stayed? Chesedek couldn't let that happen. He wouldn't. So he'd swallow his pride and let Jafar take care of it. Because Serafina was Jafar's, Jafar was keeping her. Chesedek was Jafar's too. Chesedek hadn't had the bravery to ask Jafar what he meant. The words had felt too good after the emotional upheaval of the past hours. Belonging to Jafar was thrilling and not terrifying the way it had been with Keen. Being Jafar's made Che feel safe and cherished. No one had ever wanted him since his mother had died and he'd slipped into the foster system. Keen hadn't really wanted him. He just wanted to use him. Jafar wanted him. For some unknown reason, he valued Chesedek. But Jafar had certainly lost his damn mind with all the things he'd purchased. Chesedek was used to Jafar spoiling Serafina, but Chesedek didn't need an entire wardrobe, laptop, and half a dozen gadgets and gizmos that he couldn't identify. It was far too generous, and he had to put a stop to it. That night, as soon as he had put Serafina down to sleep, he steeled his nerves and whispered, "Jafar, you can't keep spending so much money on me." "I can and I will," Jafar whispered, leaning over to turn on the baby monitor himself. "Jafar," Cesare started to argue, but Jafar was already leaving the baby's room and heading to his own. "Jafar, you've already given me so much." "And I will continue to spend as much money as I'd like on you," Jafar said, pulling off his shirt. Fuck. How was Chesedek supposed to concentrate when confronted with pecs and abs that looked like that? Needing to concentrate on the argument, Chesedek turned to face the wall. The view wasn't as nice, but his brain functioned enough that he could continue arguing. "You've already spent so much on Serafina, and now you're paying for a lawyer," and his voice cracked as shame welled up in his chest. "You don't need to waste your money on me, Chesedek." "You've already been so kind to me," Che said, losing his battle against tears. "I don't want to take advantage of you." "Chesedek, why are you looking at the wall?" "Because I can't concentrate when you take off your shirt," Chesedek shouted in frustration. Grumbling under his breath, Chesedek wiped away the tears. He wanted to have a serious conversation with Jafar, but his eyes couldn't stop leaking. "Jafar?" His words died in his throat, and he jerked in surprise when a hard body pressed against his back and a hand slid under his shirt. "You like the view that much?" Jafar purred. His rapidly hardening cock pressed against Che's ass and made it that much more difficult to think. "Jafar, I'm trying to talk to you," Chesedek whined. But already it felt like all the blood was leaving his brain to travel decidedly lower. Jafar had started to slide a hand beneath the edge of his pants, and Che's body started to shiver when Jafar rubbed his beard over Che's sensitive neck. "I know," Jafar's growl reverberated through Chesedai's body. You don't want me to spend my hard-earned money on you. Chesedai couldn't make any sound but a moan. Jafar had pushed down his pants, his hand wrapped around Che's cock, while his teeth nibbled against his neck. I'm not going to do that, Chesedai. I'm going to spend as much money as I want on you.
You don't have to, Chesedai panted.
Jafar's hand was moving torturously slow, but was the perfect firmness. This, combined with the feeling of Jafar's cock against his ass, had a Pavlovian effect. Slick covered his sore hole and readied him for Jafar's knot.
Maybe I want to, Jafar purred, nipping against Che's ear.
Despite the pleasure coursing through him, his jaw started to tremble.
I'm not worth it, he panted.
Guilt warred in his belly with want. Oh, how he wanted to be the person Jafar thought he was. But he wasn't. He was a mess, an addict, a whore. His tears spilled over when Jafar's hand paused.
Oh, Jafar,
he wailed, frustration pushing away every other emotion. I think you are worth it, Jafar's voice sounded so calm, whereas Che was one strong breeze away from falling apart.
Please, Jafar.
I want to hear you say it, Jafar murmured as casually, as if he had all the time in the world. Say that you are worth it.
I'm worth it, Cesare wailed,
his hands reaching back to dig his fingertips into Jafar's ass. And I can spend as much money as I want on you.
Yes, yes.
Good boy, Jafar purred. His hand moved hard and fast, stroking Che while his mouth attacked his neck. Relief flooded Cesare's body, and he bucked and squirmed under Jafar's grip. As keyed up as he was, it wasn't long before he was coming with a sob.
Good boy,
Jafar repeated, guiding Che's limp and stumbling body to the bed. Dimly, Cesare wanted to return the favor, but he was so damn tired.
You can fuck me if you want, he mumbled, pressing his face into a pillow.
He thought he heard a low groan, but Jafar just growled,
Go to sleep, Che. Okay.
Your new phone will be here in the morning, Jafar said, pulling him into his arms.
Jafar.
Cesare still had the energy to groan. You said I could spend as much money on you as I wanted, Jafar responded, sounding way too pleased with himself. Plus, you need an iPhone to go with your new Apple Watch. Cesare tried to argue. He really did. He didn't need all this stuff. But he was too tired, warm, and sated to do anything but fall asleep.